I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Happy MLK Day to everybody out there working. We were talking the NFC Championship game with San Francisco. Let's start with Kansas City and the ticker, though. Our good friend Tom Martin of Let It Fly Tom on Twitter, CBS affiliate over there in KC, is our first guest here. Tom, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland, man. We appreciate the time. The over-under prop on Friday was weird to us. Derrick Henry on our Oregon Sports Lottery app, his over-under prop number was 106, and that immediately got our eyebrows to raise up of like, wait a minute, what? They held him to 69 yards. What did you see different in that Kansas City defense?
You know, it's just a different attitude, because I think back to even last season when Bob Sutton was there, and they just got run over. And even 2 years ago, Derrick Henry just trucked them late in the game, put it away. They had no shot. I think the attitude's different. The linebackers are kind of the same. They're not great. Chris Jones being back was good, but he's historically given up big chunk run plays at defensive tackle. I just think they had more swagger. I think Frank Clark being there and Tyrann Mathieu being there has made a big difference. And, I mean, you guys see it a lot, I'm sure, especially with the Niners. I mean, you know, attitude is such a big deal with stopping the run. You have to want to do it, and I think they finally got a kind of a hold of what they need to do it in that game. But I was surprised as much as anyone else. I thought Henry would get his 120, 130 yards and move on. That this happened now, I think, gives Chiefs fans a lot of confidence going into the Niners game that they may not get run over like people thought they would.
Yeah, you got to be able to stop the run to beat San Francisco and Tennessee. Henry's longest run was only 13 yards. And, you know, sticking with the running the football, I try and make sure whenever I'm watching Kansas City to not take Mahomes for granted. But he just, like, you just expect greatness from him every week because he's so damn good. And the drive that stood out the most to me was in the second half. Tennessee really backed off, and they said, we're not going to continue to let you beat us through the air. And Kansas City responded by just running it right down their throats. Like, how impressive was that in showing that they can beat you in multifaceted ways offensively?
Well, it's what Damian Williams did last postseason. He's got another gear late in the year, it seems. And, I mean, here's the deal. Like, Andy Reid was criticized for years for not running enough and passing too much, and then the league proved him right with how much passing goes into it. I think if people are just going to back up and literally put everybody in the back end on Patrick Mahomes, you have to have something in return in the run game. And even Patrick running, like, holy crap, how about that run down the sideline? He beats like four people.
Right.
Who saw that coming? This is a guy who was always lamented for how slow he is. And, you know, it's just a sign that things are clicking, and more so than people here are used to seeing at this time of year.
Yeah. Tom Martin is our guest here. Kansas City advancing to the Super Bowl, beating Tennessee and stopping their wonderful run in the postseason. They get ready for San Francisco in 2 weeks in Miami. Look, Tom, it didn't start out all roses, though. Tennessee came in there, and they came in there swinging. They went up 10-0. And, you know, I said that I thought Tennessee was a little different than Houston. Bill O'Brien can choke things away. I felt like Tennessee was on a different level this year. What was the feeling in that, you know, what do you think that stadium was feeling in the moment of being down 10-0, seeing them start slow and seeing a team that really believed in themselves go into Arrowhead and kind of build that momentum for themselves?
I think based off last week, all the fans in there thought, we can probably spot them 14 more points, right? We've done it before. They can do it again. It's just when you have the offense that can be not only so lethal, but be lethal so quickly. That was the thing that stood out in the Texans game. They didn't just come back. They came back in the first half. So when you have a healthy offense in KC, they haven't been stopped ever since Mahomes has been there. And the one thing you point to in some of the losses the last couple seasons is, well, Tyreek Hill was hobbled and Sammy Watkins was out again and the offensive line had issues. The O-line, I think, is the key because you saw in that game Mahomes probably had multiple throws, if not 5 to 6, where he was just sitting there for a good 6 seconds, which in the NFL today is just crazy. So you have everyone healthy, and Mahomes is just so good at picking what is available. I thought ESPN had a good breakdown. They pointed out that the Titans tried to double Hill and Kelce at the same play, and that led to that big Sammy Watkins gain down the middle. So I just don't know how you stop him right now. You have to hope that you can pressure Mahomes and get past the O-line, because historically that's been the issue. If they're healthy and those guys are playing well, I think you're booking them for 30 points, and you have to hope for a shootout.
Yeah, you know, one of the storylines, too, I'm enjoying the most over the next – or will enjoy the most over the next 2 weeks is Andy Reid getting another crack at this. First time since 04, going back to the Super Bowl for him as a coach. First time in a long time for the Kansas City organization, obviously, getting there. But just how was it watching Andy Reid celebrate, a guy who's so well-respected and so beloved in the NFL world, finally getting back to another Super Bowl?
Well, it's deserved. It's a long time coming. You know, he's really such a player's coach that all the guys in there, that's one of the first things they mention. And I mean, look, Andy's well-liked everywhere here. I saw a video that one of the columnists who has known Andy for a long time was taking, member of the KC Star, and Andy walks up the tunnel and the first thing he does is point to him and be like, "Hey, Vahe, like you and me, like, hey," it's his personality. You know, everyone knows when it's games 1 through 16 and during the game prep, you know, he's not very colorful. He'll keep it pretty simple with the media, focus on the prep. But when he finally gets something like this where it's clearly a step forward for him and his little rebirth in Kansas City, so to speak, you know, that's where that joy comes out. And he was cracking jokes in post game. He's a guy who has just taken his lumps but has always kind of maintained that innovation, and you're finally seeing it with the quarterback. You know, Donovan McNabb, he tried to make him that guy. He wasn't quite. I think with Mahomes, you're seeing the fulfillment of everything Andy Reid has worked for, and he's made a lot of friends along the way, and they're all pretty happy for him.
There we go. KC finally punches their ticket, gets back to the Super Bowl after a long drought. Tom Martin, Let It Fly Media on Twitter, at Let It Fly Tom. Tom, thanks so much for hopping on with us in Portland, man. Congrats to the city getting a team like that, and good luck in a couple weeks. It's going to be a great one.
My ears are still recovering from the fireworks all across town, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. There we go. Great stuff in Kansas City. Let's go to the Bay, where the 49ers were expecting a much stronger fight, and they came out and just bullied the Packers yet again. Our good friend Vern Glenn, CBS affiliate down in San Francisco. He's on Twitter, at Vern KPIX. Give him a follow. Vern, first of all, I just got your picture and your videos that you sent me from the stadium itself. What was that place like, man?
Oh, man, it was, as the kids say, it was lit. Absolutely. I mean, it was really something. And by the way, let me just backtrack. Who doesn't love Andy Reid? Huh?
Right, yeah.
I mean, oh, my God. I love this man. He's one of those guys, just from personal experience, he's one of those guys you could stand around and just listen to him talk. He's just so grandfatherly, just kind of – And he's great with kids, and I'm talking about stuff that you see, that the cameras don't capture. How he engages kids and other people and stuff like that. He's just a great man. A great man.
He absolutely
is. But anyway, backtracking to last night, because I was at Levi Stadium all day, all night, and I did not see this coming. I thought no way we were going to see the November game part two, but that is exactly what they got, because, boy, that Niner defense, those dogs up front, the nine wide and all that kind of stuff, I mean, they went over, around, and through, and just, boy, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, again, another one of my favorite guys to be around, because he's always been the same guy ever since I covered him at Cal. Just uncharacteristically, boy, a couple of those turnovers, and the Niners just turned him right into points. And then Raheem Mostert, what, cut 6-7 times? And my God, yeah, here's the stat. 33 games before that, 211 total yards, and he goes for 220 yesterday. Wow.
It was an incredible redemption story for him and the career arc that he's been on. It's going to be a fun one to follow the next 2 weeks. How do you think it translates against Kansas City? Not to start looking ahead, but, I mean, we were all jacked for the Super Bowl. A Kansas City defense that just found a way to slow down Derrick Henry, which nobody could do. Now they're tasked with trying to slow down a San Francisco run game that nobody's been able to do. How do you think they match up?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. Kansas City cannot really afford to just go out there and just get into a big hole against the 49ers and expect to just get out of it. And I know it may be the most explosive offense there is in the game. But let me tell you something. I mean, boy, I just coming back against the 49ers with that defense, that's a hard sell. But, you know, if you just go off the eye test, I get it. I get why Kansas City is favored by a point. And we all know between now and then the line is going to move, you know, up, back, whatever. But it's a testament to the way the 49ers have been built over the last few years. Biggest turnaround in team history, 4-12 to 3-13. But I'll give Kansas City credit, man. I mean, they improved their defense. And speaking of that, we had an awfully good time probing Dee Ford at his locker, peppering with all questions about Kansas City, because he gets a shot at these guys who know him very well, and he knows Kansas City very well.
Yeah. Vern, could you, I'll get you out here on this one, man. Could you help paint a picture for our listeners?
Get me out of here. What, you got a program director saying, man, this guy sucks.
No.
You got to move on.
No, and you got these
dubs.
We got to pay bills, man.
We got to pay bills. It's not something I want to do. Vern, you're my guy, man. We've had you on multiple times. But I wanted you to paint a picture for our listeners up here, because you're around it, man. I talked to you last week, and you'd basically been living at the stadium. What's Jed York changed, maybe within himself or the structure of the organization? Because at the end of Harbaugh, Tom Sula and Chip Kelly is about as ugly as it could get. He brings in an unproven GM and John Lynch from the TV booth. He brings in a coordinator who's never been a head coach in Kyle Shanahan. He puts them together, and basically it seemed like he got out of the way. And Vern, I thought the most telling thing was last night. He wanted nothing to do with the trophy ceremony. He wanted to bring Kyle in to take the trophy from his dad, and he didn't want to answer questions. It seems like he went from very hands-on to just backing up and letting things run its course.
I'm glad you asked, because I did an interview with Jed York in the locker room last night. Let me backtrack. By the way, awesome father-son moment. Mm-hmm. Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan on that stage. As a father of three, I love that. But getting back to Jed York, I asked him directly. I said, What's changed, man? I mean, put your hand on the pulse before you light up that cigar. And he said, basically, he hired the right guys, and he took a step back. Now, when Jim Harbaugh was here, and I love Jim Harbaugh, but Harbaugh had a prickly personality about him where if you never played the game and don't know the game, he let you know about it. He could walk down the hall and not even look your way, not even acknowledge you. And when Jed York walked into a team meeting, and Jim looked up and said, "Hey, this is a players only meeting," and then which meant get out. That was the beginning of the end. Mm. But this time, I think Jed's a little older, a little wiser. He gets weekly input from his uncle Eddie DeBartolo Jr., and he hired the right guys, and he stepped back, let them do their jobs, trust the process. That's the cliche, and it worked. Yeah. 2-14. To 4-12, to 13-3.
Yeah. What did they say, Vern? Printed those pictures from Mobile to Miami, because last year they were coaching the Senior Bowl, and now they're in the Super Bowl.
By the way, when you call me again, program director, I'll be in I leave for Miami on Saturday. So call me next week.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I guess it's just going to.
I love it.
You got a guest on, and he's booking himself.
Perfect.
That's my favorite kind of guest, Vern. You've made my life a lot easier. I appreciate that. I need more guests to be like Vern Glenn.
All right. There you go.
All right. Thank you so much for hopping on, man. Have a safe travel down to Miami, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, man. Have a good time in Rip City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.